Joe Biden to end Title 42 border barrier on May 11. By Neil Monroe on January 31, 2023. President Joe Biden's deputies are on track to remove the loophole Title 42 border barrier on May 11. In practical terms, the Title 42 barrier is almost meaningless because it is being used to delay a declining share of the migrants that Biden's officials are welcoming, said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. But the end of Title 42 on May 11 will create a PR crisis for Biden's deputies and GOP legislators, who are trying to hide the growing economic damage to voters from the unpopular bipartisan policy of mass migration, he said. For example, the removal of the Title 42 barrier also removes the legal and political justification for Biden's much-touted January deal with Mexico, he said. Under that deal, Mexico's president agreed to accept up to 30,000 migrants expelled by Title 42 each month. That Mexican cooperation helps Biden's deputies to pressure many more job-seeking migrants into Biden's hidden channels that were created to reduce the visible monthly reports about illegal migrant numbers. Biden's deputies are relying on Title 42 expulsions for this mission accomplished, spiking the football media narrative about a supposedly reduced inflow of Cubans, Nicaragua, Haitians, and Venezuelans, Krikorian said, adding, Mexico is accepting the 30,000 back through Title 42 expulsions, so the visible monthly numbers are going to be lower this month. But if Title 42 ends, then what are they going to do? What's the plan here? It seems to me that's the question that the reporters aren't asking. If the January deal is some wonderful new enforcement initiative that is solving the border problem, are they, migrants, just all going to start coming again after May 11? Those hidden channels include the parole pipeline, which is being used to import roughly 600,000 wage-cutting, rent-spiking job seekers in 2023. The huge inflow is in addition to roughly 1 million legal immigrants and roughly 1 million temporary workers that compete for jobs against the roughly 3.5 million young Americans who start work each year. Biden's deputies prefer to hide the southern flow because they don't want to stop the flow, said Krikorian. When Title 42 goes, Democrats will need to create a new stick that pushes migrants into the hidden pathways, he said. The administration won't have the legal authority to expel migrants, unless they just essentially restart remain in Mexico and call it something different. There's no provision in the law other than Title 42 for the kind of expulsions that they're doing. I don't know what that is going to be. The impending loss of Title 42 also creates a problem for GOP legislators who want to ignore the pocketbook pain of migration on GOP voters, said Krikorian. Essentially, what the president is doing is unilaterally increasing the annual level of immigration, and he has no right to do it. Even if the border is more orderly, and more of the people are coming in through this quasi-legal parole pathway, the president is freelancing what amounts to maybe a 50% or 75% increase in total immigration, on his own, outside the law. The legalistic argument against that isn't going to sway people who are not super engaged in public debate. But the effects of that increase is something that might be politically important. Instead of just complaining about border illegality, he said, Republicans also need to be talking about the downstream, economic and civic, consequences of letting in all of these migrant people. They need to make the case about why immigration should be limited in the first place, why it's bad for American employees, and bad for taxpayers. The Democrat mayors are helping the Republicans by talking about the economic costs of migrants, Krikorian said. We are doing our job to pay for the support of migrants, New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, said on January 30. But he said, we need the national government and Congress to do their job. Take the mayors at their word, Krikorian said. For the moment, GOP leaders are sticking to the legal argument. For example, 20 GOP-led states have sued to block the parole pipeline, but without mentioning the economic damage to Americans' jobs and rents. The elite-directed inflow is delivering many poor workers, consumers, and renters into the U.S. jobs, housing, and schools needed by ordinary Americans. FronterasDesk.com reported on January 26 about the success of Ilda Vasquez, a Guatemala who used claims of abuse by her husband to split her family and to get her two daughters into U.S. schools. He hit me many times, he even wanted to kill me. Here, he made a scar with a knife, she said in Spanish, pointing to a crescent-shaped mark on her nose. She pulled down her face mask to show another deep purple scar where she said he burned her with a cigarette. She'd hoped to ask for asylum in the U.S. and join her sister in Colorado. But like thousands of others, she was blocked because of Title 42. But this month, she was able to get an exemption through CBP-1, the parole pathway. I reached her by phone in Colorado. When the approval arrived, it was truly a relief, it was like a window, she said. Here I feel safer, because it is difficult for him to come here. In Mexico, we were very, very afraid. In Colorado, rent for Denver apartments increased more than 14% between 2021 and 2022, according to one survey. And suburban rents had jumped 25% on average, the Denver Post reported on January 5. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.